Too mellow.
You are now ready to mix about the country.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and you're about to tune in to the best part of your evening. This is the two mellow that you've been waiting for. This is the 9 o'clock lounge on radio.dominican.edu. What can I say, man? It is a cold one tonight, and it's looking like it's finally going to be something that we could just get used to for the rest of the season. So, I'm not even sure, man. Is this fall or is this winter? It's hard to tell. Hey, what's up, California? How y'all doing? What's up to all of my people up in Fort Worth, Texas? All of my people on the East Coast. All of my people in the West Coast. All my people in the Americas, how are you doing this evening? It's the 9 o'clock lounge on radio.dominican.edu. Shout out to everyone who went on a date with their significant other or with family or friends this past weekend. I gotta say, you definitely appreciate those weekends. I wanna remind everybody that the Too Mellow mixtape is coming out. It's already a month, man. It's a month from now. Roughly a month. Just under a month, man. We coming out. We about to do it live. Actually, if you count a month from now, it's probably going to be DJ Juice's birthday. Shout out to DJ Juice. He wasn't on today, but he'll be on next week to entertain y'all. So shout out to him. These last couple weeks haven't been easy for any of us, but we over here managing, we doing our thing. Shout out to everybody who coming off their 9-to-5 to listen to me. Definitely appreciate it. We got a good one for y'all today, man. We got a good one, man. We're gonna give you your friendly dictionary, which is the Ebonics. I'm sure that one's gonna be fun. And then we also about to give you, we got a bunch of entertainment, though. We got another one. We got a pretty good one. Then we got a word of the wise, dropping knowledge on y'all, and more information on this here mixtape. And as always, when you tune in, always got the good joints on. So I want to give some early shout-outs to everybody who's working on their senior thesis projects, not necessarily at Dominican University, but just everywhere, because it's about that time for everybody who in the final year to get that baccalaureate. That's definitely going down. So I want to give also another shout out to my 49er and Raider fans. Man, we did it this week, guys. All right, good job to the 49ers and to the Raiders. If anything, you gotta appreciate the amount of effort that the Raiders have been putting in, man, ever since they lost their owner, Al Davis. The football world would not be the same. Another shout out to all of my people listening around the globe, to my family listening to me right now. Much appreciated. I'm telling you, man, I'm going to make it worth it for y'all. Let's see. We also got, man, what do we got? We got so much of it, man. I just got my little Santa's bag of goodies, man. We're also giving you for reals just because you asked for it. So I'm telling y'all, man, it's definitely about to go down tonight. Finish your evening at radio.dominican.edu with DJ Too Mellow. We are live. And I'm going to give you guys actually a couple previews of my actual mixtape, man. I'm going to be releasing the joints on hotnewhiphop.com. That's where you get the exclusives at. And give me any kind of feedback you guys have, man. If you think it's whack, it's whack. You know, send the boy a message. You know, if you think he hot too, it's good. And then we also got a couple different things worth noting that I will definitely get to down to business and mention. But that will be later on the show. I'm also going to give you guys a little bit of sports. Shout out to the Green Bay Packer fans. You guys won tonight. 45-7. That wasn't even close, man. Towards the end, they kind of just threw their backup quarterback. But, yeah, it is what it is. You're listening to the 9 o'clock lounge on radio.dominican.edu. I am too mellow. All right, so we'll be right back in a little bit. I'm actually about to throw you guys your first hot joint of the evening. It's going to be Drake featuring Lil Wayne off that Take Care album, man. Let me know what you guys think about it, too. We got Cartel Music Group. Shout out to Cartel Music Group doing a review on it and five other albums. So let us know what you guys think about it, man. You guys got to check it out. Radio.dominican.edu.
This is a radio.dominican.edu exclusive.
What's up, you undeserving, ungrateful, ignorant, evil listeners? When I'm not busy changing the world or pollinating the world's flowers, I listen to radio.dominican.edu, even if they don't got a red carpet or nothing. Hey, your mama wasn't doing that.
Get it, do ya? Type of money, everybody acting like they knew ya. Go uptown, New York City, bitch. Some Spanish girls love me like I'm out with Buddha. Tell Uncle Luke I'm out in Miami too. Clubbing hard, fucking women, they ain't much to do. Wrist playing, got a condo up on Biscayne. Still getting brain from a thing, ain't shit changed. How you feel, how you feel, how you feel? 25 sitting on 25 mil, I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. Rest in peace, Mac Dre, I'ma do it for the bay, okay? Getting paid, we'll holler whenever that stop. My team good, we don't really need a mascot. Tell Tune Light One, pass it like a relay. YMCMB, you niggas more YMCA. Me, Franny, and Molly Mall at the Cribbo. Shot goes out to Nico, J and Chubb, shot to Gibbo. We got Santa Margarita by the leader. She know even if I'm fucking with her, I don't really need her. Ah, oh, that's how you feel, man, that's really how you feel. Cause the pimpin' nice cold, all these bitches wanna chill. I mean, maybe she won't, then again, maybe she will. I can almost guarantee she know the deal. Real nigga, what's up? Now she want a photo. You already know though, you only live once, that's the motto, nigga. YOLO, and we bout it every day, every day, every day. Like we sitting on the bench, nigga, we don't really play. Every day, every day, fuck what anybody say. Can't see him cause the money in the way. Real nigga, what's up?
One time, fuck one time. I'm calling niggas out like the umpire. 7 grams in the blunt, almost drowned in the pussy, so I swam to her butt. It's east side, we in this bitch. Wish a nigga would, like a tree in this bitch. And if a leaf fall, put some weed in that bitch. That's my M.O. at a beat of that shit. I'm fucked up, tore down. I'm twisted, doorknob. Talk stupid, off with your head. Nigga, money talks, and Mr. Egg, yeah. I'm so young, money, got a drum on the gun, energize a bunny. Funny how honey ain't sweet like sugar, ain't shit sweet. Niggas on the street like hookers, I tongue kiss her other tongue. Skeet, 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 water gun. Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. Don't she?
Now she want a photo, you already know though, yeah. You only live once, that's the motto, nigga, YOLO. And we bout it every day, every day, every day. Like we sitting on the bench, nigga, we don't really play. Every day, every day, fuck what anybody say. Can't see him cause the money in the way. Real nigga, what's up, what's up, what's up?
Real nigga, what's up?
What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? Now she want a photo. You already know though. You only live once. That's the motto, nigga. YOLO, and we bout it every day, every day, every day. Like we sitting on the bench, nigga. We don't really play. Every day, every day. Fuck what anybody say. Can't see him cause the money in the way. Real nigga, what's up?
You're listening to The Sound.
And we back. You're listening where else, man? Radio.dominican.edu. What can I say, man? Like I told you guys, I'm gonna give you guys a very entertaining evening tonight. Not here to waste time. So we got your friendly dictionary, Bonix style, baby. So if you guys have checked out some of my previous shows along the years, you guys realize that I did the Bonix 10 Commandments. It's kind of a follow-up on that, man. Because, I did more research. You know, you gotta really get a look into it, really, to understand. So Ebonics is... There's no real dictionary explanation without sounding politically incorrect. But basically, Ebonics is the purposeful misspelling of words, quote-unquote, based on how they sound. So based on the way people say them. So you know how we already have like our natural spelling of words. So typically people add like quote unquote flavor to their words and pronounce them different. So Ebonics is basically respelling the word altogether. So we welcome you to today's friendly dictionary. Well, we start with that, but it's not that with the TH, it's that with the D, and I'm not talking about never mind. I knew a guy named that, but that's not what we're talking about. I talk about like names or nationalities. It's just the word that some people write it with the D, and it means that. So then there's another one where people talk about her. That means hair. A dub is a $20 bill or the letter W. A dummy is a good deal. Also see a jug. A foe is 4 or the number 4. A Z is an appropriate replacement for the letter S in plural words. No, that's literally how it's written right there. It's written on the... Oh, yeah, it's written with the Z. It's written with the Z. It's really hard to explain how we would say people use it, but I can combine two of them and be like, fold that. And then... Damn, that's like straight Ebonics. Sometimes I get a bunch of these text messages and I can't even read them because they're written so crazy, so outrageous. But it's entertaining though. We got the word hater. So anyone who disagrees with your outrageous and often erroneous beliefs. Shawty, which is a name of endearment for a woman. Also see little thing. A C-note is a $100 bill. See also dead presidents, dough, and paper, bruh. And then we got a dime, which is a very attractive person. Let me know what you guys think, man. Give me your opinion on this. So the number to the station is 415-482-3587. Remember to only call during when the music drops is when you have to hit the dial tone, or otherwise we won't get you right away, all right? So check it out. The next thing that we got going on for y'all is for real for reals, and I'm telling you, man, stupidity galore. Then we got the news, then we got a little bit of advice for y'all based on questions that I've heard throughout the week since my last show, a little bit of a preview into my mixtape. You already know, man, I got it going down, and oh, so much more entertainment. Like trust me guys, man, I got you guys on this, man. I got the cover on it. So if you want to check out more, I mean, people always wonder, man, where do you get all the material? And typically, if you check the news, you'll find it. But if you want a specific website, you go to www.failblog.org. That's when you can get a couple other websites that I check out are www.grouchyrabbit.com. And then we also got crack.com if you're just trying to see some entertaining articles. So. I mean, there's always websites that you can check out. You're listening to the 9 o'clock lounge or radio.dominican.edu. We'll be right back after this little, after the promotions and we pay some bills. All right, check us out.
DJ Juice is back. Yep. So grab a drink and relax on a hammock and let the vibrant rays of the hotspot heat up your mood every Monday night from 7 to 8, where we will bash on celebrity news, have off-the-wall discussions about relationships and sex, because the freaks do come out at night. Also, gonna have great guest interviews and an in-the-mix session of your favorite hip-hop and pop music. So tune in and keep it locked every Monday night from 7 to 8. Only on radio.dominican.edu. Get ready to put your stunner shades on for the hot spot, which is sure to hit your sweet spot.
I'm addicted to DJ Too Mellow.
That you know and love. You got Snooki and Dina, so do robbing a store. In a Gumby outfit, man, you people doing stupid things. We have the famous market, which
is called For Real, For Real.
Boom. Alright, so we got your For Real segment on radio.dominican.edu, the segment that you've come to know and love. What are we, man? On our 10th week? Something like that. And what can I say, man? The people do not disappoint. So check this out, man. And we got a couple whoppers for y'all. Because it does not end. Oh, boy, got the sniffles, man. It is pretty cold outside. Wear a jacket. We got a student in class who received a detention after claiming to be the reborn Jesus and striking another student with the Bible. Now, come on, man. For real. Unbelievable. It's completely leaves me dumbfounded. I cannot believe it. So there you go, man. Now, how many thumbs up does that get? Ooh, let's check it out. That's four. That's four. People, it gets four thumbs down. On the for real scale. Alright, so we move on to our next story. We got a squirrel that was hiding his stash of acorns. It caused a car to break down at a barn in Hampshire. Now check this, man. Apparently what was going on with this squirrel is that it was hiding his stash in the pipes. In some of the pipings that are crucial for the car, for the vehicle to actually start up. It got so bad that it plugged it up. It literally could not work. It would not start up. And again, I gotta say, for real. No joke. We are not making this up. So I always like to include maybe one or two stories about the NFL. And I got one for you guys today. Shout out to all my Atlanta Falcons fans, even though you guys didn't win. And to all of my New Orleans Saints fans. Congratulations, guys. You guys won yesterday, but it's the way you won. Or it's what set up that win that's so incredible, because the Falcons did rally, because they were down a couple, so they did rally. They got back into the game and they took it to overtime. Now at this point, for all of us who are college fans, college football fans, and don't realize what actually goes into this, in NFL, you only get one possession to do the for your play. You only get one possession. So it's kind of like on the sense that whoever scores first is pretty much it. Like, that's it. In the playoffs, it's different, though. They change it up. Both teams get one possession. So if you score in your first possession, the other team gets a chance to rebuttal. But during the regular season, the rule's still the same, which, I don't know. It may help, it may not. I think it is fair given that the elimination style of the playoffs, so it would work. So then, what we have here is 4th and inches on your own 29-yard line. So what do you do there? What do you typically do when you're playing when you got your division on the line? What do you do? I mean, do you punt it? Well, check this out. He went for it. And he didn't get it. and he gave the ball over to his rival, who didn't even have to do that many plays and kicked the game-winning field goal, costing you the game and the division lead. And that's unbelievable. I got to say to that, Mike Smith, coach of the Atlanta Falcons, put it up completely on his shoulders. And I got to say, for real? Where do you even go on explaining that one? But anyways, I mean, that's the way the NFL works, though. You can't. It's the unpredictable nature that makes it such a great spectacle. All right, so we move on to our next story. All right, so we got a con man who thought he had gotten away with a bag that had an iPad in it, which he stole, ended up with a bag of spud. That's potatoes, ladies and gentlemen. Up your dictionary. So he thought he had stolen an iPad and ended up with a bag of Idaho's finest potatoes. All right. So, and then, man, speaking of spud, man, the Boise State. Wow. All that hype, man. And this could be probably their last good year before they probably like slunk back into obscurity. That's crazy. I'm in disbelief. That's the way football works, honestly. I mean, there's nothing you can really do about it. And then we got another one. An individual who was in the process of getting robbed decides to post on Facebook from his mobile rather than call the police. The responses on this were pretty funny, actually. So if you check it, I mean, not to take away from the situation. I mean, it's still a robbery. It's scary, whatever. But come on, man. You get robbed and then you post it on Facebook. For real? Damn, no joke, man. So when we come back, we're going to discuss a little bit of No Shave November and the progress that certain individuals have up to this point. We got another hot joint for you, man. It's the Mike Dash E version collabo with I Am Sue, J, Ant, and P-Lo. It's called Clap City.
Clap City, all we do is make a clap, bitch. Turn this motherfucker up, bring it back quick. 100 bitches on my dick doing backflips. Tryna copy us, but you will never catch this. Bitch, I'm in my zone, I don't ever see me leaving. They be saying, they be guessing, we be laughing. Don't believe them, it's the third clap city. Welcome to the clap season, about to bring the bait back. Get it popping like a geek and how. Do it big, never minimal. Plus I want my money now, no intervals. So salute to the general. Hand in the purse while I face on my genitals. Yeah, take your bitch like repo. Too easy, MJ free throw. 100 bottles of that Jamie and that Clico. White boy wasted, stuntin' Steve-O.
Clap city, bitch, clap city, bitch. 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 Clap city, bitch.
Clap city, I'm the mayor, bitch. Gavin Newsom. Bad bitches by the twosome. I be running through some. You can meet your doom, bitch. Duke Nukem. B massacre. I lead a crime scene gruesome. Clap city, bitch. Clap city, bitch. Spit venomous, bitch. Color sentiment. Heartbreaker, bitch. Nigga, I be breaking hearts. Set this bitch on fire, nigga. Joan of Arc. Tall, lanky. Blowing on stanky. Fuck the hokey pokey, bitch, this dude a hanky panky. Young nigga in the game, no minor. Yellow belly pussy rappers, no spiners. Till a bitch fall back, recliner. Stay dipped in European designers. Yeah, and I'm the hottest in a synonym. Stack Benjamins, fuck them in France.
Clap city, bitch, clap city, bitch. 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 Clap city, bitch, clap city, bitch.
Clap city, clapping without a cause. Got everybody clapping like a round of applause, huh? This is what I do, I've been about it, homie. You tell me you real, that's when I start to doubt it, homie. Split up the swish and put the cushion, then we blow it out. Getting ass like the cushion laying on your couch. It ain't money, I don't know what you talking about. I'm about mean green like Oscar the Grouch. Shoot, this is crazy. My favorite two words, pay me. Hey. Your bitch hugging like Sadie's. Winning, you finna CL like Mercedes, huh? Make a snap crack pop like a Keebler elf. Look at me, now look at you, see that's how you should see yourself. How the hell can you see me if you can't see yourself? Instead of hating on me, you should ask for help.
Clap yeah. City bitch, clap, clap, clap city bitch. Clap city bitch, 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 clap, clap city bitch.
Clap City, I'm the president. Got stripes in my city like a peppermint. HBK gang, yeah, we killing it. Keep hating while the bad bitch is feeling it. Young G with a tail in the back. I know you tryna clap, I know you failing at that. Finna do a big like a whale on the track. And I'm feeling on a booty like this braille in the back. Back in it, snap back, fit it. Bad bitch, better bird, I hit it, I ain't kidding. Better ask around, I hit hoes. Hit her from the back while she standing on the tiptoes. I don't kiss hoes, don't call them either. Got hoes in the town, hoes in Alameda. I be on the under, you'll never see them. Got the whole club packed like a coliseum.
Clap city bitch, clap, clap city bitch. 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 Clap city bitch, clap, clap city bitch.
And we got the top news at the bottom of the hour, courtesy of BBC, radio.dominican.edu. So in Palo Alto, California, we got Ilya Zytomyrsky, the co-founder of the startup social networking site Diaspora, that put an emphasis on privacy and user control, has died. A company spokesman said, the cause of his death wasn't immediately known, and neither the company nor the San Francisco Medical Examiner's Office would release details. He was one of the four students who started Diaspora in a computer lab at New York University as an anti-Facebook of sorts. The group raised more than $200,000 by collecting contributions through the website Kickstarter. And this also in part of your news. Dozens killed in Syria as Jordan King tells Assad to go. So in one incident, about 20 troops were killed in a clash with army defectors in a southern town near the Jordan border, activists say. Earlier, King Abdullah became the first leader to openly urge Mr. Assad to quit. He told the BBC that if he were in Mr. Assad's position, he would start talks to ensure an orderly transition. I would step down and make sure whoever comes behind me has the ability to change the status quo that we're seeing. In other news, Jerry Sandusky regrets showers with boys at Penn State. For all of you guys who weren't familiar with Jerry Sandusky, he's the former Penn State coach at the center of a child abuse investigation that has shocked the United States. Has admitted in an interview showering with the young boys, but denies being a pedophile. He told the NBC News that he had horsed around with kids, hugged them, touched their legs, but was innocent of the charges against him. The Japan Farm radioactive levels were probed. The findings provide the first comprehensive estimates of contamination across Japan following the nuclear accident in 2011. The food production is likely to be affected, the researchers suggest. So the results are provided in the Proceedings of National Academy of Science, PNAS. In the wake of an accident of Japan's Fukushima nuclear power plant, radioactive isotopes were blown over Japan and its coastal waters. And in the last news, the Occupy Oakland pre-dawn raid clears Frank Ogawa Plaza. So police have shut down a camp set by Occupy protesters in the California city of Oakland, dismantling tents and arresting 33 people. Hundreds of protesters later marched back to Frank Ogawa Plaza, and several said they will set up tents again. A similar raid ended with police in not gear and riot gear arresting 50 people in Portland, Oregon on Sunday evening. So this is something that's going on in your world, courtesy of radio.dominican.edu. And we are about to be back to your regular programming in a couple minutes.
This is Tumelo from radio.dominican.edu, here to put you on game about the Make-A-Wish Foundation. If y'all know who they are an organization that helps the less fortunate. When you make a donation, you are helping fulfill a dying kid's wish. Contribute today and make a difference.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to the public.
Hey, you're listening to to Marin County's favorite radio personality on radio.dominican.edu. We got DJ Tumelo in the building. It's 9 o'clock lounge. Shout out to everybody who also went to go support some of these thesis workers, man. There was a performance actually tonight at 8. I attended a part of it. I wasn't able to stay the whole time. I got to actually give a quick shout out to Huli Curry. Dang, man. It's been a while, man. There's a lot of people who I haven't seen in this last couple years that I used to see on the regular, man. So there's a cut. So thus far, I know everybody's aware of No Shave November, and it's a lot of people have it for good reasons and other people just have it for stupid reasons. But whatever. Whatever the reason be, it's pretty crazy, man. I've seen a lot of people who are doing no shaving. It's like males and females, man. I get mixed results, man. Some people, they just look weird with all that facial hair. And some people you can't even really tell, but whatever. Who am I to judge, right? So we're about to get to your conventional, unconventional knowledge, but and we got the real definition of producing. And that's a really good ground for me, at least. I don't even need notes for this piece. I could tell you a lot about producing because I myself consider myself a producer. Now it's not that there's a difference between producing and just looping notes, man. And anybody can write your opinion on the matter, but I mean, truthfully, a good percent of people who call themselves producers really just loop notes and throw a beat on. And I mean, that's cool too, because some people do loop some pretty cool noises, but don't for a second pretend that makes you like some kind of like top notch. Don't go compare yourself to the top. I'm actually a big fan of Just Blaze. That dude can. When's the last time he's made a whack beat? Somebody tell me, man. Nobody can really answer that off top. But it's been a while, man. Like that guy just doesn't make whack beats, man. He makes good music all the time. Shout out to everybody who has illegally downloaded the Take Care album, man. I know it got leaked a couple days ago. I got a couple joints, man. It's tight. Some of the songs are pretty tight. I mean, obviously, you got the singles. You got Headlines. You got... what's the other one? Does That Make Me Proud? You got... I know, there's a couple that are pretty tight, though. HYFR, that one was pretty tight. I mean, it's a pretty good joint. So it got a Just Blaze on it, Just Blaze joint on it, which is why it's even worth mentioning in the first place. So the difference between producing and looping notes, when you produce, that means that you're in charge of the actual individual notes. Like you know what you're making, and you're putting together a whole blend of noises together. To make where the noises come together to make this sound. Now you have your drums, you have your bass, you have your kicks. There's a lot that goes into it. I can tell you off back. Like I made a beat right now, like a couple days back. It took me a while. Like it took me about 2 weeks to make it. Cause I'm what you call a bit of a perfectionist. So the notes have to be, I'm very particular about the notes, the way I want them to lay out, the way, what kind of emotion I'm trying to convey through the music that I make. So, I mean, you'll have your drums, obviously your bass, maybe throw in a couple claps, your hi-hats, a little synthesizer underneath just to kind of, to give it some mass. But then when I get on my trumpets and on my piano game, dang, man, I gotta tell you, man, I have fun doing it. I'm not discouraging anybody, because I gotta say, like, when if you have a passion for music and want to know how it's made, that's all you, pimping. Do your thing, you know. But I'm mentioning for the people who have seen the PAWs, the production equipment, who are just so excited, who already know the notes, like, they already, you go into it thinking that you could potentially make a hit. Because that's what your mindset is. Like, that's what you know you're capable of. And, I mean, there's a lot of different questions that people ask in terms of it. I mean, they ask, what does mixing have to do? Because I also do some turntable DJing. And throughout my shows this season, I've played a couple mixes for y'all. Hope you guys have enjoyed them. Turntable magic right there. But I mean, mixing is just as much a part in producing in hip hop as it was when it first started. Because we've always been mixing. Like, you have your sound, but you always wonder what it could look like if you jerked it up a little bit. Maybe something repeats a little. Anything. I mean, it sounds pretty tight. Anything that sounds pretty tight. That's the kind of sound you go for. You just have a passion for it. And then people have always been asking, what are signs that producing may not be your calling? You have to have a thing for noise. Like, you have to definitely know your noises. Now, I'm going to give you guys a little bit of advice a little bit later. We're actually going to take a quick break. I'm going to play your third joint of the day. It's called She Got Cake by Cali Cash featuring E-40 when we come back. You are listening to 9 O'Clock Lounge on radio.dominican.edu. I am DJ 2 Mellow, man. When we come back, I'm going to give you the rest of the game on producing. Get on your producing game. So we'll be back in approximately one song and a couple advertisements. All right.
Thanks for the mix.
Yeah, no problem, Smurfette. I should probably shout you.
You should shout me out. That'd be so cool.
Yeah, I got you.
You better. For real, you better. Okay, bye.
Radio.dominican.edu. I am Too Mellow. I'm out.
Oh my God, he forgot again. Ugh.
So, hey, man, hey, that's a good show you did today.
I was in rare form today. Let's go to Famous for a World. What was her problem?
The
Non-Talk
Lounge, DJ Too Mellow, Mondays on radio.dominican.edu.
Just to hit you? We even know this girl?
Well, if I know, I'm actually in the mood for a blue slushie right now.
This is Lil Mellow here, and when I'm on the road, I like to get my swerve on.
Oh man, little dude, are you for real right now? Damn. This is Too Mellow here, bringing the word that when you drink and drive, accidents happen. Bad things happen. So please, if you're gonna drink, be responsible. And what I say about making eye contact?
I'm just some boo boo, man. I'm gonna tell mama.
Yeah, go tell mama.
Booty like Minaj, she got a cake on her. She got a cake on her. Red bone, 5'5", slim waist, cute face. She got a cake on her. 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 She got a cake.
Yeah, mommy fine like really though. Got your younger curse like a Billy Goat.
I see you turning heads, my, you been a pro. This thing in my pants, yeah, it's been a blow. Calling all girls, calling all strippers. Hope you like rain, cause tonight I'll be your tipper. Sexy like Megan, cake like China. Niggas stand in line like the Waffle House diner. Where she at? 100 racks. Every minute she be picking up a stack. Let it go, mommy go. We made niggas, we got money just to blow. Man, I'm staring at her hips, watching that switch. Mac on the lips, Chanel 5 is the miss. Gucci on the arm, she a dime, that's a fact. Got the whole club stunned at the cake so fat.
Got a booty like Minaj, she got a cake on her. She got a cake on her. Red bone, 5'5", slim waist, cute face. She got a cake on her. 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 She got cake.
Painfully shy. She used to be bashful till she gave it a try. Ass like an apple, big booty and thighs. Nipples and breasts. I asked her where she from and she told me the west. God's greatest invention. The center of attention, trying to pay her tuition. Asking for an extension. Once she gets started, little mama can't stop. She on her eighth shot of coconut syrup.
Got a booty like Minaj, she got a cake on her. She got a cake on her. Red bone, 5'5", slim waist, cute face. She got a cake on her. 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 She got cake.
Damn, girl, got everybody looking like you the love post, and everybody took it. 9 for Brooklyn, but mommy, you be killing them. You the Marilyn Monroe of this millennium. She classy too and got a cheddar straight. A boss, me the queen, so I don't hesitate. My fine like a nice glass of Pinot. And if you the new Jack, I'm Nino. Shorty on the ride, I can swoop you up soon. I see you in that two-piece standing in my room. I know you like bling, bottles of the Mo. Hair too fancy, drop it down low. We going in, now she got it on swole. Cake so fat like the Cubans I smoke. A blunt's I roll, her body like whoa. Tiger Woods style, I'ma put it in a hole.
Got a booty like Minaj, she got a cake on her. She got a cake on her. Red bone, 5'5", slim waist, cute face. She got a cake on her. 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 She got cakes. She got cakes.
And we back. We live. Radio.themitic.edu. It's the 9 o'clock lounge. It's your boy, DJ 2 Mello. I gotta say, man, I'm actually feeling pretty good for not doing the whole No Shave November thing, man. Just shaved yesterday, feeling wonderful. Woo! Yeah. All right, so what we have right here, we were talking about the real definition of a producing, son. And we were discussing what's the difference between looping notes and actual producing. Laying down the beat. I actually want to drop knowledge on y'all, man. Flies don't enter a closed mouth. On behalf of DJ 2 Mello, I'm actually going to give you one more joint at the end, man, just because you guys asked for it. If any of you guys have checked out that Ambition album from Wale. Oh, you know what, man? I actually checked out one of the messages. I am actually going to check out my Facebook and you'll see one of the new joints that I'm about to release. I'm actually going to release the album and the mixtape, but I wanted to give y'all a taste, a piece, a teaser. And I'm also going to promote my thesis video. You guys should check it out. Ooh, all kinds of entertainment on it. So I want to give you guys the premise, man. I got it pretty good, man. I'm actually got good progress going on this here mixtape. I'm definitely trying to throw down something hot for y'all. And then next week, we got some more For Real, For Real. And we got your friendly dictionary yet again. Bible terms. So all of you guys who are real fluent in this biblical language are invited to listen, because I'm about to really research these words, and you guys are gonna tell me what you guys think about it. Let me know if I got them right or if I got them wrong. I mean, honestly, I'm doing research in the one place where I can't get it wrong, which is also known as the Bible. So I'm about to check that one now. I want to give a couple last minute shout outs before I throw you guys the last joint of the evening before I head out. You know, pack me up a cup of ramen. I actually ate some pretty good mac and cheese today. Tasted real good. I want to give a shout out to P-Yob and T-Baby. T-Baby's actually doing a collab on the mixtape, so it's about to be hot. I want to give a shout out to them, man. You guys should check out their show. It's on tomorrow at 7. It's called What Do You Talk About? Actually, the entire Tuesday lineup might be pretty interesting too, man. The Monday one, everybody just, you know, going easy. And then, you know, you go a little bit harder for the rest of the week. So we got What's the Tea with Nikki P from 2 to 4. Got the Fast Lane with Ray Ray at 5 o'clock, a show about NASCAR. We got the Sports Report with Brian Sanchez at 6. What Do You Talk About at 7? And the Tailgate from 8 to 10 by Beal and Horenstein. So all joints to check out. And then Wednesday, we got What About Us with Nat and Willie from 3 to 5. We got Funk It Up with Dr. J at 5. Blackout with Special K and J Lit at 6 to 8. And Classic Corner with DJ King at 8. And then Loose Lips at 9 with DJ Lucky. And Thursday's lineup only features two shows, The Red Card with Gibson and The Scoop. That lineup starting at 6. I also want to give another shout out to the squad, man. They balling right now, man. They hitting the hoops. Hopefully they go tomorrow, man. I'm trying to, you know, hit up the hoops too. Shout out to everybody supporting DU Radio. Shout out to my lovers. Shout out to my haters. You guys definitely make a show like this possible. Shout out to everybody who had a pretty good weekend. And wishing the best to everybody who didn't start their weekend so good, man. Hopefully this can be the start of something wonderful that builds up. Shout out to everybody who graduating in May. This is the 9 o'clock lounge with DJ 2 Mello. And we're about to be back. We're going to give you a song. I'm pretty sure y'all recognize it too. It's from Wale's Ambition album. It's called That Way, featuring Rick Ross and Jeremiah. After these little advertisements, you're listening to the 9 o'clock lounge with DJ 2 Mello on radio.dominican.edu.
Hi, you may not know me,
but I know you.
I'm a stalker. 7 restraining orders haven't stopped me, but you know who can?
You can.
By calling 1-800-NO-PEEPER. That's 1-800-667-3377.
Call now.
Not legally true.
Compliment your frame.
Look at your body, baby.
Ooh, and I gotta catch my plane. Say you miss me and you wishing for some private time. Girl, how could we get that way? Girl, how
Look, another day, another dollar. She hate me when I leave, cause when I leave, I never call her. That's light shit, ice shit. I could call you right quick, but if I call you, gon' be like, boo, why we haven't Skyped yet? And a Skype that you say, lay where my flight at. If I decline, do you inquire on where I spend my nights at? Shit, this life gets overwhelming and more than hectic. But a woman worth some anger is certainly worth some effort. Just look closer, my life is quite deceptive. Women will sell they soul just to buy some attention. I need something to hold, fuck that passive aggression. And when I'm back from off that road, don't ask me no questions, please. Fear what you don't know.
I apologize, I don't recollect your name.
Oh baby, I don't know your
Let
name.
Let me tell you that them heels really compliment your frame.
Look at your body, baby.
Ooh, and I gotta catch my plane. Say you're missing and you're wishing for some private time. Girl, how can we get that way?
Don't remember how I met her, but I know I won't forget her. And if loving her is wrong, then I just know I won't see heaven. She say she from Seattle, she 20 and some change. And before I get to TIA, I'm sure to make her rain. Then I back up on my plane, Chi-Town, no hit. We spent some time and get some wine, have some miles from Harold's. I told her this is overrated, but I love your city, baby. Gotta get back to the D, you know we finally famous. Driver, drop me off at Dallas, I'm headed to some money. TSA be laughing, all the rubbers in your luggage. I know I'ma always leave them, but I swear I always love them. Tell her you'll probably find someone, but you'll never find another. Parlay.
I apologize, I don't recollect your name.
Oh baby, I don't know your name.
Let me tell you that them heels really compliment your frame.
Look at your body, baby.
Ooh, and I gotta catch my plane. You say you miss me and you wishing for some private time. Girl, how can we get that way?
Got on my suede shoes, I'm in a great mood. That baggage claim away in Miss Thing out of St. Louis. Woo! No, she shining bright. Got on my Cartier, she my Billie Jean. We menage with Mary Jane. See, we city hop, Vegas to LA. Brings a lot of joy, Bugatti boy, that's lane to lane. Our faucets used to drip, I used to ride the bench. But it was written in cursive for this king to exist. Pack the bags, now she live amongst entrepreneurs. Mark Jacob, the makeup, she Givenchy consumer. Gianni Versace connoisseur, a carnivore. Accountable for a half a million uncounted for. Four.
Apologize, I don't recollect your name.
Oh baby, I don't know your name.
Let me tell you that them heels really compliment your frame.
Look at your body, baby.
Ooh, and I gotta catch my plane. Say you miss me and you wishing for some private time. Girl, how can we get that way? Girl, how can we get that way?
Hey, what's up, ladies and gentlemen, man? Still here, DJ Too Mello, man. Just here to give a couple final shout-outs before we cut out, man. I want to give a shout-out to everybody listening to me in San Rafael, anybody from Dominican University. A major shout-out to everybody who's listening to me tomorrow through via the podcast. Everybody who's been keeping up with my show, man, much love. A quick shout-out goes out to all my people up in UC Merced and Merced Community College who are about to tune in tomorrow. An extra shout-out goes out to some of my other people tuning in from Fresno, California and from SoCal. Check us out, man. This is DJ Too Mello on radio.dominican.edu. The 9 o'clock lounge for tonight is over. Peace.